Welcome to you all to our worship of God on this Sunday morning. We gather together as a congregational family to pour out our praise and our thanksgiving, and it's good to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Share with you a few announcements. The search committee did meet on Thursday evening in person with the candidate, and I met with them then on Friday morning a little bit more, and they headed back to the church they're currently serving. And tomorrow evening, the search committee will meet at 7 o'clock to review and think about all that they heard and experienced on Thursday and Friday, and then we will go from there. So would continue to appreciate your prayers for discernment. The next step is, if it's favorable, there's a consistory meeting after Ash Wednesday service on Wednesday, and so search committee would then share with the consistory, and consistory would then extend the call and share with the congregation. So we'll see how this week plays out. Back Bay Mission Trip begins this coming Friday, so I will be gone, not this week, but the following week, and hopefully between now and then, I'll get all the details arranged in my absence. But please be praying for a team of 12 that will be in Biloxi, Mississippi, and we are going to be joined by 6 people, I think 5 students and 1 adult from Heidelberg College. So we'll be sharing the mission house together. Continue to look at the announcements in your bulletin, the one about greeting cards for the gift gals and the choir concert at Central Mennonite on the 3rd. I did say we have Ash Wednesday service, so that begins this Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the 40-day celebration of Lent as we approach Holy Week and our celebration of Easter Sunday. Community meals continue to happen and be hosted here at St. John's. Each week could be a different meal team. This week, Zion Mennonite Church is going to be providing the food, and St. John's Christian Church is providing the servers. So if anybody wants to show up at 5 o'clock on Tuesday to help serve, you would be most welcome. Remember that today and tomorrow, the final days of February, we have the February Mission a Month, the Archbold Fish Pantry. With all those announcements out of the way, let us turn our thoughts and our hearts to the worship of God as we listen to our morning prelude. Scripture this morning is from Psalm 108, verses 1 through 5. This is a song of worship, a psalm of David. So hopefully it can help us focus in on our worship this morning. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Let us bow in prayer. Yes, we come to exalt you, O God, for your creation, for your blessing, for your reign over our hearts through Jesus Christ, for the guidance and the wisdom we have through your Holy Spirit, and for the truth of your written word. Lord, receive our worship this day, that our hearts would be just filled with your glory as your servants, as your humble people. In Christ we pray, amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our opening hymns of praise. The first one is Great is the Lord. It is found on page number 31 of your red hymnals. And then the second one, it is called It is Good to Sing Thy Praises, and it is found on page number 584. So let us sing Great is the Lord.
Thank you.
And in the attitude and spirit of prayer, let us unite together in our prayer of confession. Lord God, in humble contrition, I ask you to cast out my sin and cleanse my mind of wrongful thoughts. Have mercy upon me and forgive me in my failures. Then fill my life with your love. I pray not only for myself, but for all of us this morning. Cause your Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts and fill our lives with mercy. Before you, God, our lives are exposed and all our needs are known. Be at work in our lives to shape and mold us into your likeness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Our scripture reading is Psalm 92. It is found, for those of you who would like to follow along in your pew Bibles, it is found on page 590. I'm reading from the 1st through the 15th verses of Psalm 92. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know. Fools do not understand that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Here ends the reading.
Thank you.
Invite children to come forward for a children's message. I didn't mean to cut off the applause, sorry. Good morning. I'm going to pull some things out of this bag, and I want you to be able to tell me what they are, okay?
A bottle.
Well, it's a can.
It's a can.
Have you ever used any of this in your home?
No.
It is a can of Behold. So you spray it on furniture when you're going to dust. So it helps you keep the house clean. Do any of you dust at home? It's okay, I don't either. Yep. You ever eat anything at home?
Well,
it's a spray bottle. You're right, Reese.
What does it do?
Well, hang on. You're at home and you're eating. Have you ever spilled anything on the carpet?
No.
No? No stains? Well, this is a spot and stain remover, okay? Any of you take baths or showers? What is this?
A towel.
Well, it's not a towel.
Washcloth.
It's a washcloth, like a towel, but kind of small. So that's a washcloth. It's a feather duster. I thought you didn't dust at home. You've seen that book, okay. All right, that's a duster that helps to clean. What's this?
A brush.
A brush, very good. It's a scrub brush to kind of help get out those stains. Let's see if you know what this is.
A toothbrush. I have that.
You have that? What is this clean?
Clean our teeth.
It helps keep our teeth clean. It cleans our teeth. Excellent. One last thing. Can you read? Clean shower. Okay, so this is a liquid that we put in a spray bottle at home, and every time we get done taking a shower, we spray the shower so it helps it stay clean and unstained.
And it keeps our showers clean.
Keeps our showers clean.
Never get dirty again.
Never get dirty again. Now, what do these items all have in common? Whoa. You all right? Okay.
What's this?
No. How about we sit? How about we just sit? Okay. You all right, Riley? Come here, Riley. Come here. You okay? He's calming down. Whew. Let's just sit. What do these have in common? What do we do with them?
We clean the house.
And do chores. We clean ourselves and brush our teeth. Do you ever get dirty? Houses get dirty? So we have these cleaning agents. Well, our hearts also get dirty. When we do things that God doesn't want us to do, when we say things God doesn't want us to say, it's called sin, and it gets us dirty. Now, in the psalm that Mr. Zimmerman read for us this morning, Psalm 92, it says, there is no wickedness in God. There's no evilness in God. Your clothes can get dirty too. That's right.
And your teeth.
Yep. So, but God, there's no wickedness in God. Okay? He wants us to be clean, and he gives us ways to be clean. He doesn't give us toothbrushes and washcloths. He gives us prayer. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Okay?
He gives us
yeah. How about we sit up? How about we sit up because we're going to pray? We're going to pray. Okay? I know, but you can pray that way. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the fun of children. We thank you for their joy and for their creativity. We also thank you for, God, all that you give us to clean our homes and ourselves. But most of all, we give you thanks for you to clean our hearts. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Can't imagine how David lost his music, picked back up, and didn't lose a note. So, way to keep them there. One of the realities of our church life these days, did you count how many children were in each choir? There were 13 in each, so 26. We've had blessed return of ministry on Wednesday nights, and so that's why we've been videotaping, is to get that full sound without missing some of those children on Sunday morning. So that's why we're doing that by video, to share that with you. As we come into prayer this morning, would ask you to keep, the governor of Ohio has asked everyone to be in prayer for today for Ukraine and that whole situation. Also, it's not just Ukraine, but to be praying for the people of Russia as well. So that prayer in mind. Roger Dorio is the father of John Dorio. We've been supporting John and Rachel Dorio with the Pioneers for several years now. And John grew up as a missionary, child of a missionary. Roger is in Indonesia over in Jakarta, and he had some stints put in yesterday. And so asking for his recovery and for his sustained health. So you can also see on the bulletin on the back where we've added in Dan Martinez and Jan as well. Dan had a catheterization the end of last week, and we'll be having some more heart procedures this coming week. And that we added in Paulette and Kurt Spots, where Paulette has recently been diagnosed with cancer, and they will have an appointment on the 4th to find out more about that. So let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, you know that at our 8 o'clock service this morning, I was struck by the stillness and the quietness of the sanctuary. And that's the case right now. This sanctuary, the house of the Lord, it's a place of peace. It's a place of rest. It's a place of comfort. And once again, Lord, in this week, the events of this past week, we have realized once again the fallenness of humankind and the strife and the discord and the trouble that is in the world. What a contrast to our own safety and security. What a contrast. So we do pray for the people and the leaders of Ukraine. We pray for the leaders and the people of Russia, for those that are making decisions and those that are just caught up in the situation. Lord, you created creation good, and yet there was the fall. So we pray for your peace. We pray for a greater sense of faithful wisdom upon the leaders of those nations, upon the leaders of our nation, that you would be honored and glorified. In the Old Testament, as Israel desired kings, they had many kings. There were some that were good kings that worshiped you and were obedient, and there were many that did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And Lord, as we think about those leaders and those kings, we also need to be thinking about ourselves. We can't just be complaining and looking at others. We have to be looking at ourselves to realize that there is no wickedness in you, O God, and that you are holy. We thank you for the cleansing power, the grace and love of Jesus Christ. Lord, we desire to be holy. Open our minds to your wisdom, to your knowledge, to your guidance. Lord, we thank you for the missionaries around the world and here in our own land. We pray for the missionaries that we support. We lift up to you Roger Dorio as he's gone through this health situation. We're thankful that he was able to receive the care in his travels, and we pray for his recovery. Lord, we pray for the ways that our missionaries share the gospel. where they offer spiritual first aid. And we thank you for the missionaries abroad and here and on campuses where they're there. They're in place. They remain for people to come to them. We thank you for the ways that they minister and also the ways that they reach out. Lord, this day we pray for Dan and Jan. We pray for Paulette and Kurt. We continue to pray for the Nafsingers. We pray for Jody. We pray for Tracy. Lord, we pray for the search process that continues to unfold. We pray for the discernment of the search committee, the discernment of the consistory and of the congregation eventually. We pray for the candidate. We pray that as that candidate has led worship at that church where they are planted now, we pray for their blessing. But we pray for the candidate's discernment too. Lord, may each one of us be seeking your will. May you lift up that person that you want in this position of pastor of music and worship that would unite us and energize us and inspire us in our times of worship and in our daily lives. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers and hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.